It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are before the throne of mercy, pleading for mercy over each and every of our sins and iniquities. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of dirtiness, filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we have a place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you lead us, guide us, order steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our good undertakings, we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary in any way to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 25. Matthew, chapter number 25. By God's special grace, I will be reading from verse number 34 through to verse 40. 34 through to 40, and I'm reading from Authorized King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and feed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of this my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading, hearing, and the application of his word in the name of Jesus. God bless you. At this morning, I am talking entirely on a new topic titled Hospitality. Hospitality. I want to talk on hospitality this morning. Hospitality. What do I mean by hospitality, or what the Bible says concerning hospitality? Is it part of the topic in the Bible? Yes. Just as you can see from our text, Matthew chapter number 25, this was Christ's own teaching himself, why he was teaching concerning the kingdom of God. According to this teaching by our Lord Jesus Christ here, it shows that hospitality is one of the prerequisites that qualifies a man or a woman, or that grants access to a man or a woman into the kingdom of God. Into the kingdom of God. I will advise you to read the entire story in entirety of it. It's not stopped at that verse 40. Actually, it ended at 46. At 46, you read about those who are hospitable and those who are, you know, callous, those who are not hospitable. And you see the reward for both of them. So it is part of the prerequisites that qualifies us for the eternal reward as Christians. As Christians. So what, when we are talking about hospitality, what do I mean by the word hospitality? Hospitality is just to be friendly, or friendliness. It's friendliness. Hospitality is to be welcoming, especially to, let me make this clear, especially to strangers or guests, those who are invited to your home, or those whom you don't even know from Adam, the people that, you know, you have never for once have contact with before. So to be friendly with them, to be welcoming unto them, hospitality is to be helpful. To be helpful, you extend your helping hand towards strangers. Hospitality, the word hospitality means to be, you know, generous. To be generous. The word hospitality can also mean to be, you know, affectionate towards strangers. You show them the love of Christ, the love of God. Hospitality is warmest reception that you can give to someone you have never known before. Somebody who is not even expected to be welcomed. Is not even expected to be, you know, to be acceptable, but you give such fellow the warmest reception that you can give. Hospitality is entertaining, or entertainment of strangers, those who doesn't even have the hope of where to sleep or what to eat. Then you go out of your way, either convenient or inconvenient. Mark it, either convenient or inconvenient. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that only few things are convenient in this world. Many things that are acceptable to God are not convenient. That is the reason why some preacher emphasizes on sacrifice. That, you see, some people will tell you that the currency of the kingdom, the currency of the spiritual realm, is sacrifice. That is, things you just have to give out, not because it is easy for you, but because you just have to do it. Even when you have the need the most, yet you can sacrifice this for others. That is it. That is what I am talking about here. Hospitality is putting on bowel of mercy. Bowel of kindness, putting on bowel of kindness towards strangers, so towards guests, of those who are invited onto maybe your home. You deliberately, those who are not your acquaintance, Yes, not your friend, not your relatives, not your own family, you know, lines, but people who doesn't, you know, frequent to you, those who you invite them to your home, and you give them uttermost treat. You treat them to their satisfaction. That is what I am talking about here this morning. Hospitality is to be accommodating. You see the way the Lord put it? He said, I was a stranger and you brought me in. You accommodated me. I was and hungered. You fed me with your food. I was athirst, yet you brings out drinks. You did not just give me ordinary water. You give me juice. You give me wine. You give me, you know, assorted drinks. That is it. The hospitality is, you know, to be good. To be good, to show goodness. To refresh someone's spirit is what is hospitality is all about. Hospitality, you know, is to make a stranger feel at home. To make a stranger feel at home. Hospitality is to make a stranger, you know, feel belonging, feel welcoming in your home. To make strangers feel welcoming in your home. To make strangers feel, you know, belonging in your home. Hospitality is to make a stranger, you know, comfortable, to make them comfortable, to be gracious unto them, to, you know, to make them secure in your home. You provide maximum security, even when you know that your environment, some people, may God have mercy upon us. When it comes to hospitalities this day, I must tell you the truth. The reason why many people are no more doing such is because of how the world we are has become. But let me tell you the truth. We cannot stop it because hospitality is even a command unto us as Christians. It is not an advice. It's not, no, it's a command. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, the Old Testament talked about hospitality as well. That is it. And as a matter of fact, the truth of the matter is that when you are hospitable, you know, you are just being good to yourself. Nothing more, nothing less. You are just being good for yourself. You are investing for yourself. That is it. The Bible admonishes us that when we are doing this thing, we do it as if we are doing it unto the Lord, not unto the man. Not unto men. And when you do it as if you are doing unto the Lord, in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says, He that take care of the poor has lent to God. Can you see something? It's like you give a loan to someone. So when you give out loan, when you are to receive back, you receive with interest. You get it back with interest, not exact amount of money. You lend out. You see, you put it on, the Bible call it usury. So it has to, you know, there's some kind of benefit put on top of it for you. That is it. You see, hospital, like I said, let me quickly, maybe we are able to read this one before I round up. Let's see the book of Leviticus. You know that, just like I said right away, that is a command for God's own people. Hospitality is not just ordinary advice. It's a command. Let's see Leviticus chapter 19, verse number, because of time, let's just read verse 34 thereabout. Leviticus chapter number 19. The Bible says, but the strangers that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Can you see something? The strangers. God is so particular about the strangers. Just unlike the olden days tradition in this part of the world, Africa, that if you enter some village as a stranger, before you know it, that some certain time you don't go to some village, they will sacrifice you. No, when you are a child of God,
You are to protect stranger. We see God willing, or in the course of this study, we will look at those who have saved people from being, you know, being molested or being killed as one way or the other, even in the Bible. Even in the Bible, some tradition, you see, that is the reason why, you know, the Bible is always against tradition. But the other day, Holy Spirit was giving me a topic. That is the difference between tradition and culture. Culture is beautiful. Tradition is wicked. Very, very ugly. Tradition. So, tradition, there is no tradition that is not against the will of God. But culture are beautiful. It's the diversities of God in races, in people, in culture, I mean, in tribes and clans. It's this diversity. But unlike, what do you call it? Unlike tradition. May God bless us in Jesus' name. I won't be able to go beyond this tomorrow, God willing. I take it up from here. So remember, hospitality is a command to you as a child of God. It's a command to me as a child of God. And you are not necessarily to, you know, to do good to those who you know alone. Strangers in particular, you see it down here. God commanded them to be good. Let the stranger feel at home. You must treat them as inborn, not as strangers. Give them all the kind of love you can give to your children, to your husband, to your wife, to your own siblings. Give it to the strangers. That's what the Bible commands us. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Father, I am in your hand. Give me the heart to love just as you are. As you love me, give me the heart to love others. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out through the emails. johnsonioljulius@gmail.com. Or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749 915, or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in your ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.